First of all, Coach, congratulations and welcome to Detroit.
Thank you so much. I'm obviously very excited, and you know, it's just been a little bit of a whirlwind here for me, but really excited to get going.
I'm sure it has. Now, you interviewed with several different teams. So what was it about Detroit that made you say, this is where I want to be?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I have a great relationship with Bob Quinn, and so certainly, you know, some familiarity with that relationship. You know, as you dive into the different organizations in the NFL and you kind of learn about them, which I've had the opportunity to do that over the last several years of interviews, all the franchises are different. You know, everything is run kind of a little bit differently in the way that the hierarchy is set up. And one of the things that was obviously great here is just, you know, Mrs. Ford and her family and such a wonderful family that they are, and the relationship that I would be able to have with them. They're very involved and obviously excited about, you know, the Lions and their passion for it, which is great for me. And then my relationship with Bob and understanding that we really have a lot of the same philosophies and alignments on what we believe in should be, you know, a football team.
At what point during the interview process do you remember being the moment that you said, okay, this is what I want to do?
I mean, you know, really going through that process in the teams, it's kind of a whirlwind. It's like speed dating, you know, you're just kind of rolling through there as much as you can. But when you walk into the room with Bob and Rod Wood and you sit down and you have conversation about what you believe in, and a lot of the looks are coming back that they have a similar philosophy and similar beliefs, you know that's going to be a real good match, you know, in that situation. Obviously, being a first-time head coach, there's a lot of new things that I'm going to have to try to, you know, navigate through, and knowing that I have someone next to me like Bob that, you know, can help me and has been here, obviously, for a couple years already, putting some things in place, you know, is a big comfort.
How much will that past relationship with him influence what you're able to do here?
I mean, I think, you know, for us, we kind of grew up in the same system. You know, we spent a lot of time together, and we were able to talk about a lot of different things from a philosophical standpoint. So whether it was players or how to evaluate young guys or new guys, or, you know, he would ask me questions about the team and, you know, coaching and scheme and things like that. There's a lot of things that we liked and a lot of things that we said, maybe, hey, we would do this different. But be able to have those kind of philosophical questions as young guys working through the profession, you know, to be now in a situation, it was never really with the intention of like, hey, we're going to be able to do this together someday. It was just, you know, being able to bounce ideas and really, and then to be in that situation where, like, hey, we actually could do this together, you know, it was just kind of that whole next level. So very excited about, you know, about this.
You're starting to get into that next step of the process together, the draft, staff building, but you're getting a little bit of a late start on it compared to some other teams. What challenges does that bring?
I mean, it's a big challenge. I would say, you know, really kind of for the last several years where I was in New England, you know, we'd kind of be in a similar situation. You know, you're a little bit behind everybody else in the league and trying to play catch up when you do have that opportunity to play longer into the season. So for me, it's kind of normal. But, you know, you got to get into the grind and you've got to get going. You know, we really got to do a great job evaluating guys that we want to bring on board to help us from staff and coaching and then into the evaluation of the players, you know, the players that are currently on the team, players that might be available through free agency and then obviously through the draft.
I don't think Lions fans would mind that becoming a new norm here either.
I mean, yeah, I'm all about it.
You talk about the staff building. You're starting that process, announced some of that today. You selected Paul Pasqualoni as your defensive coordinator. How do you foresee that relationship working and the kind of defense that you're going to run here?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, with Coach Pasqualoni, someone that I learned from and worked under for a long time at Syracuse University, I know that there's a foundation there that we both understand and we agree with. And then really, you know, with his transition into the NFL and my transition in the NFL, we wound up working for similar type of backgrounds, you know, and guys that he worked for and obviously Coach Belichick that I worked for. So we would have a lot of conversations from, you know, a fundamental standpoint or what we believe in from a scheme standpoint. And I know that there's a great alignment there already. So I think it's, you know, just a great asset for me to have a guy with so much experience and someone with his leadership to be able to entrust putting into that situation to help me build the defense.
You also selected Jeff Davidson as your offensive line coach. Now, one of the struggles that the Lions had last year and in recent years has been that run game. What do you think he brings to improving that area?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff is another guy that I have a history with, you know, being at New England, extremely smart coach, someone that works extremely hard at getting the best out of his players. And then, you know, not only having the opportunity to work with him, but then play against him, you know, in a lot of situations. So Jeff is great. You know, he really pushes those guys hard, believes in a lot of the same things I believe in, you know, with the run game. So, you know, I think that'll be great.
When you look at this team on paper and who is here right now, what do you think the strengths of this team are?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, obviously, I'm going to have to really dive into
it. Sure, it's been a whirlwind couple days.
You know, I mean, I think for me, you know, it's going to start with the, you know, you always build from the ball out. So the quarterback position is obviously critically important. And I had a chance to speak with him last night and wish him a happy birthday and all that. So, you know, he's someone that I obviously have game planned against a couple times. And I know how difficult it is to play against him and how good he is. So, you know, that's, you know, be the first kind of building block.
As you move forward, obviously staff building is going to be one of those things we start to see come together this week. What do you think is the next step for you?
I mean, really, once we kind of work through the staff process, then for me it's going to be taking a look at the film and evaluating our current players and obviously get a good feel for what they can do and what they do well and what we need to improve on and taking a full look at the entire season and, you know, really how it went.
Bob Quinn says you might sit down and watch film this afternoon. You up for that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what we're going to do. Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds about right. Now, this is a career milestone for you and your family. When you look back just at every step of the process that it's taken to get you here, has it hit you yet that you've really reached this?
Yeah, it really hasn't. I mean, I'm trying to just make sure I focus at the task at hand. I say it all the time. Once in a while, I get to pull myself outside of myself and kind of look and, you know, amazement. I'm sure my 12-year-old self is probably freaking out right now. So I'm really excited.
What should we expect out of the 2018 Detroit Lions?
I mean, again, this is going to be a process for us as we kind of get rolling here and try to do a great job of building something that we hope is going to be a long-term, you know, long-term success. Yeah, I think that's a lot of teams in the NFL. The NFL is extremely difficult. It's very competitive, and a lot of teams change every year, and some fluctuate between being good one year and bad the next year. And I think it's all about the consistency and trying to make sure that you're improving steadily for the long haul. So that's where we're going
to
start.
Well, we look forward to seeing what's next. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.